Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's go out to the Bud Light guest line. All guests appear on the Bud Light guest line. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go to our main man, John Dickinson. He'll be at the game on Sunday. I think he should have been in Philly by now. Had a little delay, but I don't want to divulge too much of his personal itinerary. What's up, JD?
What's going on, fellas? Yeah, no, I was supposed to land in Philadelphia at about 2:45 Pacific time, so I should be in the air right now approaching Philadelphia, but got the notification late last night from an airline that's been much maligned over the course of the last month that that flight was canceled due to some weather issues in Chicago, so made some different arrangements, and I'm actually going to be on a red-eye tonight, so I'll be at doing Warriors Live and Warriors Wrap-Up before and after the game from Chase tonight, and then right to SFO for a red-eye to Philadelphia, and looking forward to it and ready to roll. So I apologize for being a little bit late. There was a little hotel issue that I was trying to get squared away with my late arrival, but everything is good, and I couldn't be more excited to be covering the game for the game on Sunday. Should be fun.
Well, it sounds, JD, like you're overcoming adversity the way the 49ers are trying to do that this weekend.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, look, this is going to be the toughest game they've had since the Kansas City game, which obviously was their last loss. I don't think there's much doubt about it going all the way back to October the 23rd. And I don't know what you guys have thought, but one thing that I've kept in mind, and I know we've discussed it a lot, the three of us off the air, I just don't think the Niners, just as a starting point, I don't think they've faced an environment like the environment that they're going to face in Philadelphia with a trip to the Super Bowl on the line really all season. They've had kind of a weak, and it's not the opponent or that they're not talented enough or good enough to win, but I mean, just in terms of going into hostile environments, I mean, how many games in hostile environments have they really had? I've covered five road games this year. Seattle's probably the closest thing. And I know a lot of their players, and Trent Williams among them, talked about the ability to operate, silent count, and all of that, communicate in Seattle. And if you can do it in Seattle, you can do it anywhere. But an edgy, hostile, Philly, Super Bowl-on-the-line crowd, the Niners haven't faced anything close to it. And I was in Seattle, and Seattle wasn't Seattle from the past, when it was a lot louder, and they really believed that their team, you know, had a shot to do something special against the 49ers, and maybe the rivalry was a little bit more heated than it was on that December the 15th. So I think that's just kind of the starting point before you get into the matchups, is this is going to be something, and something that may be a little bit jarring to the 49ers, I think, early in the game until they settle in.
Yeah, John Dickinson joining us. He'll be in Philadelphia for Sunday's Eagles 49er game. I just think that, look, these are two really good teams, and I'll just throw this at you, because this is kind of where I came out talking about today is, you know, you can't minimize what it would be if Brock Purdy can get a victory against the Philadelphia Eagles on the road with eight pro games under his belt as a seventh-round pick against a team with a quarterback who's having an MVP type of year playing at home. Like, when you think about it like that, it feels more daunting maybe than it really is. But that's why I lean Philly a little, for one reason: where the game is.
Yeah, and it's two evenly matched teams. And look, you're talking about an all-timer story.
Exactly.
You're talking about an all-time story if Purdy's able to elevate this team, or even if he's not able to elevate, even if he just does the minimum and they're able to run the ball and they play excellent defense and they get a lead, they force some turnovers. And when, it doesn't matter how they do it, really. I mean, Purdy right. will get the credit for doing something that has never been done before when you talk about a rookie quarterback going to a Super Bowl and having the potential to win it. So yeah, I think, you know, the atmosphere in Philadelphia is something that I think could be a little bit jarring. The rookie quarterback, even though Brock Purdy's probably played as well as any rookie quarterback could possibly be expected to play to this point. Like, I feel like the Niners are in position, guys. They're in the best possible position any team could be to go in and win the game, but they still might not win the game because Philadelphia is really good and they may have a couple little advantages here or there that wind up being the difference.
Well, and JD, that's why if we're talking about the quarterbacks, I contend that Brock Purdy does not need to be great on Sunday. I think that Jalen Hurts, with what Philadelphia likes to execute offensively, he's going to have more, he's going to fill out the stat sheet more than Brock Purdy does. But where I think Brock Purdy does need to be better than Hurts would be in those third down situations, in the red zone, cashing in on opportunities because they may not get as many as they did even against a defense like Dallas. How do you view the quarterback sort of matchup as far as Purdy, Hurts? I know they're both extensions of their offense. Hurts is maybe an MVP runner-up. Purdy hasn't lost a game. Do you think Brock Purdy needs to be better than Jalen Hurts for the Niners to win this football game?
Not necessarily, but what I think he has to do is settle in quickly. Yeah. He was a little amped in the Seattle game. I think he's got to settle in quickly, and I think he's got to avoid the catastrophic mistake. I mean, I think this game really does come down to turnovers. When the Niners get the turnover advantage, they win. When they don't, I think they have to win the turnover battle, or at least be even in the turnover battle to win this game. Like, I don't see a scenario where they're, and a lot of that may be Purdy, who, let's be honest, as exceptionally well as he's played, there have been some balls that he's put up there that could have been turnovers that haven't been turnovers. If maybe one of those plays in a key moment is caught by the defense, if he puts it out there for him, it could lead to a flip, especially depending upon, you know, the timing in the game. As far as separating that from Jalen Hurts, because I think if Purdy can avoid the turnover and continue to settle in quickly and do what he's done, then I think he'll be fine. Like, I think he'll be calm, but you can't have your mistake early put you in a position where you're in trouble as the game goes on, or have to do extra to maybe make up for it as the game goes on. The Hurts deal for me, guys, is just his style of play and their offensive line and their ability to run the football and their talent in the wide receiver position and the tight end position and his ability to use his legs to beat defenses, whether it's designed runs or RPOs or zone read or ability to just, oh, guys are covered, there's a lane, I'm taking off and picking up a first down. That to me, and I'm sure you've talked about it a lot, and guys, you've talked about it all week, is and has been the 49ers' kryptonite. And I think Philadelphia looks at other teams that have been able to beat the 49ers defense and believe that they can do it with the mobile quarterback. And so to me, that's, you know, Hurts probably is set up to have a better game, but the 49ers are going to have to slow down the ability of him to make those plays with his legs. I think there's some similarities between the way Philly runs their offense and the way Atlanta runs their offense. And I know the Niners were injury depleted in that game, so it's not the same team that's going to play on that field in Philly on Sunday afternoon that played in Atlanta back in October. But there's a lot of similar, you know, things in terms of scheme, only with a lot more talent than Marcus Mariota and what the Falcons were putting out there that could make the Niners a little bit vulnerable.
JD, last one. Can you compare Dallas's defense with the Eagles' defense? I know they're both really, really good, but what kind of makes each one of them different?
Yeah, I mean, I think the defensive line, top to bottom, for Philadelphia is better. I think, you know, they'll have an ability, you know, to try and sell out to stop the run. They're good at getting to the quarterback. You know, they're good at you know, getting, you know, quarterbacks off schedule and making hurrying them into some poor decisions. They're a little bit older, I think, top to bottom than the Dallas defense. Maybe a little less physical. I know that was a question that came up as far as, you know, George Kittle was asked about the physicality and how violent the game was going to be. And I think the Eagles are viewed, though, as one of the few teams, and Dallas is another one of these teams, but one of the few teams that can match the 49ers' physicality and the way that they play. So I think it's pretty formidable, honestly, you know, top to bottom, the depth, the talent level. And again, they're going to have the home field advantage in this one. So how does the Niner offensive line hold up? Are there communication issues? Are there issues getting the play in? Are there protection issues that could be caused? I think the start of this game is really important. I don't see the 49ers coming back from more than one score down in this game and winning it. So I think they've got to be able to settle in and be right there with the Eagles at a minimum, you know, late in the first quarter, early in the second quarter. If it goes awry early, you want to make sure it's 10-10 or 14-14 or 7-7, whatever it is, you're right there with them and feel like the game has calmed down by about that 10-minute mark, say, of the second quarter.
JD, travel safe, and probably talk to you Monday after the game.
All right, looking forward to it, guys. Have a great show.
Yes,
all right,
sir. JD. It's John Dickinson. He'll be in Philadelphia on Sunday for the game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.